This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're shining our spotlight on the Paranormal Road Trippers.
Okay, so tell us what the Paranormal Road Trippers do. Tell me all about it, because I am so intrigued.
So the Paranormal Road Trippers were a paranormal research team based out of Cloverdale, and we research everything haunted, historic, haunted artifacts, haunted items, buildings, houses, places of business, graveyards, parks, everywhere.
How does it work? Is it certain people have the ability to see or feel more, or is it you have to put your energy into wanting to see and feel more?
I feel like I'm learning too. So a lot of people have told me that it gets passed down through your mother, like a bit more sensitivity. So some people have agreed with that I've spoken to. I think I was born with it because I definitely never thought about it when I was little. It just kind of happened. But I do think you can definitely channel into that part of yourself if you're interested in it. And just like by meditating and like really starting to connect just with energy around you.
That is so crazy. So I was going to ask you guys, like, do you get scared going into these or do you like get uneasy?
Generally, I'd say we're pretty calm. But once in a while, it really throws you off just dependent on the energy or how it changes. Because sometimes you just feel like something doesn't necessarily want to communicate or doesn't want you there. Okay. And then you don't really know yet at this point, like what you're communicating with. So
I used to be a runner when I first started. When something would be scary or you'd hear something or whatnot, I would just be like done and leave the building. But then I've come to realize you're there for the research. You're there to document the paranormal activity. So if you're running, you're not going to document the factual evidence.
Yeah.
Right. So you gotta stay in there as long as you can. Wow, that is just so crazy. So what is the best way for people to get in contact with you if they know of a place where they've experienced stuff like this or they live in one or whatever it may be? How do they get a hold of you?
Our best places, Instagram, the Paranormal Road Trippers, Road Trippers words. Our email is theparanormalroadtrippers@gmail.com. Those would be the two best avenues. We're extremely active daily on Instagram. So anyone that comes and messages us or follows us, we'll chat. Surrey's very haunted too. We've done a lot of locations in Surrey.
What is the place in Surrey that you can say 100% like, oh yeah, there's spirits in here, there's ghosts in here?
Oh, the Pink Palace.
Oh, the Pink Palace. You know, I actually stayed there. My family moved from Toronto to Vancouver when I was in grade 5, and we stayed at the Pink Palace for a month when we first moved here. I was very young and my parents were probably like, don't pay attention to it if I heard something, but that's interesting to know. I have heard some interesting stories from there. Very interesting. That is so crazy. Well, thank you guys so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to add or anything else you wanted people to know?
That we love history. We love speaking to the voices who are no longer here. Our first priority with what we do is respectfully talking about history and then trying to communicate. We want to be the voice that listens and can chat for them if needed.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, thanks, Jacqueline.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know an artist, business, or event that you would like to nominate, head over to pulsefm.ca to put them in the spotlight.